Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Craig Jarrell, who is the owner of Flat Mountain Media. Craig has been featured in Ty Lopez's SMMA 3.0 course and has 9 years experience in sales and digital marketing. Craig started his own agency in 2017, and today we're going to be discussing Craig's journey as an entrepreneur and how he's grown Flat Mountain Media. Thanks so much for joining us today, Craig.
Thanks, Julia. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. Excited to have you here with us. So let's dive into a couple of questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
So what really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Really the lifestyle, being able to, live and earn money wherever I have an internet connection.
Cause
I was just telling you, I live here in Costa Rica now and, I pretty much get to surf almost every day.
That's incredible.
Almost whenever I want. So, for me, it's the lifestyle it provides, you know, like I don't have to show up to an office anywhere every day of the week, and that's what drives me, just to maintain this lifestyle and keep it going, you know.
Yeah, no, by the sounds of it, you've got that work-life balance dialed right in. You know, you're able to surf every day, so yeah, that's awesome, and also serve your clients.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work involved for sure.
Yep.
But it is nice to just, you know, like I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. and went straight to the beach and surfed. And then, now I'm getting to work here. And it'll be a full work day. But that's what motivates me. And also, you know, just helping other business owners, get leads. I do a lot of lead generation and help them make money as well. So that's always a big part and exciting for me, is to help other people get results and be successful.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And then, so how did you originally get into digital marketing?
Well, I was working for a startup company in Mexico, actually. I had moved down there and met this guy, and then they wanted to launch in the States. And I was like, well, I'm from Nashville, so we can like go try to launch it in Nashville. And it was a coupon app, and it ended up not working out. But I was like, you know, I saw Ty Lopez's social media marketing agency ad on YouTube or Facebook or something. And I was like, man, we should go through this course. And instead of, promoting this app, or, you know, let's start a social media marketing company to supplement the revenue and income while the app is getting off the ground.
Yeah.
And so he actually bought me the course, and then we started an agency together, just doing Facebook ads mainly. I mean, Facebook ads, Instagram management, whatever, you know, we could, whatever we could find.
Yeah.
And, that was Wink Media. And then he wasn't really helping me out that much, and we had like a 50-50 deal. And so later that year is when I started Flat Mountain Media as well. Mm-hmm. And actually started out with websites and SEO. So I met another guy, Jim Parr, who had a course on how to start your own like website and SEO company with no technical experience.
Interesting.
And yeah, so that course was $1,500, and I actually borrowed the money from my mom and paid for the course. And then like within 45 days, I had made like $7,500.
And no so, way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I got my first website deal within a couple weeks, and really had no idea like how to build a website or do SEO, but he taught me, you know, Jim taught me how to find a team of programmers and have them build a website and, you know, find a team to do the SEO and stuff like, and so that's kind of how I got started with websites and SEO and a little bit of advertising. Yeah, I still had a few Facebook advertising clients. And then from there, have focused more on advertising and lead generation. That's kind of where I'm at now. Like I don't really do websites or SEO anymore. My favorite thing is advertising and copywriting and, you know, creating funnels that, you know, produce revenue and there's like immediate results, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. And then, so you are a fully remote agency. So what are some challenges that you encounter on a daily basis, just in your day to day?
Well, really just, I guess figuring out what I need to outsource and what I should do myself. I still do a lot of things myself because, I have a specific funnel for insurance agents for IUL and annuity leads. And, it's very easy to duplicate. And so there's not a, not a ton that I have to do, on my end, but, you know, just talking with clients, I guess that the biggest obstacle would be, you know, time management, trying to not let the little things drag you down, mm-hmm. you know, things that aren't money-making activities. Really, I should try to, you know, get a virtual assistant or push those to, you know, someone who can take care of that stuff for me. So I think that's probably the biggest issue. And then of course, if, you know, the wind blows too hard or something and knocks the internet out here, then that's an obstacle as well, you know? so the weather and the, you know, kind of tedious tasks that come with, digital marketing. And like my least favorite thing to do is, actually like work on the funnels, like from a design and like technical aspect. Mm-hmm. But I do have a partner, you know, we partner up on some projects where he loves the design and like back-end automation type stuff. So he handles a lot of that for me. And then I focus on writing ad copy and, you know, the actual, advertising aspect of the clients and their funnel.
Okay. Interesting. So yeah, you mentioned that time management is just a big challenge that you have to overcome. So, so basically you just, you really got to determine how you can be moving the needle in your business and focusing on those tasks. And then anything else you're going to farm out to a virtual assistant or, someone from your team. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which I do pretty well. You know, I mean, I like to keep a notebook and the night before, you know, just write down everything I need to do and focus on the next day. And that helps me stay focused.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people working remote and trying to, you know, start their own agency, run into the same issues, you know, just running around and trying to do sales and, you know, then maintenance and, you know, making sure the results are coming in. It's a lot.
Yeah, no, it can. It's always a challenge finding that balance of working in the business and on the business. So, yeah, no, I definitely hear you there. And then, so if you had one growth tip that you could share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
To find a niche. Like I think everybody always says that, you know, find a niche, which is hard in the beginning. You kind of got to take on, you don't have to, but if it's your only source of income, you have to take on some clients that, you know, you may know that like it's not in your wheelhouse, but you want to take them on and try to do the work and make the money because you need the money, you know?
Yeah.
But once you find a niche, which, you know, I mean, it took me, I kind of bounced around between, you know, mortgage loan officers and then real estate agents and thought about a couple different other types of businesses like roofers, HVAC companies. But it took me until, what was it, mid-2018 to like start kind of focusing on insurance agents. And so it took, you know, a year and a half. And even then it was still kind of taking on some real estate and mortgage loan officers here and there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it probably took me like, you know, almost 3 years to really get a solid foundation in a niche. But by doing that, it's allowed me to, you know, now I have people call me from some of my YouTube videos on my, like I basically demo my system for insurance agents. Mm-hmm. And, but by niching down, it allows me to, you know, take on a client and literally like get them launched in a day or two because I have all the assets built out and it's more plug and play. Just, you know, change some pictures, some names, some phone numbers.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that changes the game drastically because now you you can handle, you know, a lot more clients because you know that when you turn the ads on, they're going to start getting leads that day or the next day, and they're going to come in consistently.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, very challenging to accomplish, but once you do, then it's like game on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just, yeah, you're just able to just optimize your revenue, save yourself time. You're just a total expert in that industry. So yeah, I agree. It makes so much sense to niche down.
Yeah. And I have my insurance license, so it kind of is a good fit as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That definitely would help set you apart from other agencies out there for sure.
Yeah, it does for sure. And like, you know, just other things are coming together, like the CRM I'm working on for insurance agents. I'm building my own team of insurance agents as well so that mm-hmm. I can, you know, make overriding commissions off of their production.
Yeah.
Along with providing them leads. So yeah, it's all coming together. It's really cool.
That's exciting. So I'd love to talk about sales a little bit with you. So how do you connect with these insurance agents and bring more leads into your agency and then close those prospects?
So I have, you know, a small, simple funnel. You know, I just did a demo of my system on Zoom. I recorded myself doing a screen share, you know, going through how I have the landing page and the quiz I created and then the backend software to kind of, so if an agent, like if you search IUL leads, my YouTube video is one of the first things that pops up on Google. And so a lot of insurance agents are searching for IUL, which is a type of permanent insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And then they find my video and then I have a link to, my calendar and my phone number and my email. So I'll get random phone calls from agents. They'll send me an email, but a lot of people will book a call on my calendar, you know, and then I handle the sales right now. I mean, I enjoy selling. Like that, like advertising and selling is like my favorite part. So
yeah.
My yeah, my offer is, you know, $1,500 a month or like a $1,500 setup fee with a like a commission split option. So if they close a deal from one of the leads, we split the commission. And so, yeah, I mean, when it comes to selling, I just connect with people. And then, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of different when they reach out to you because they're looking for a solution. So, you know, I'm just guiding them down the path. I have the solution for them. They want more leads. The question is, are they willing to invest in it? You know, are they willing to invest in themselves and into the program and you know, give it a try? Because a lot of marketing is an experiment, right? I mean,
yep.
When you try something new, with whether it's lead generation or getting calls booked on your calendar, like a lot of companies provide that service, like you don't know if it's going to work out initially. So, mm-hmm. You know, some are scared or they just don't have the money, but you know, then you find those guys who are like $1,500. All right, let's do it. Let's like, yeah, I'll try you out, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I enjoy the sales side and I just, you know, they book a call on the calendar. I call them at that time and then we start the sales process.
Are there any objections that you've noticed come up frequently? And if so, how do you deal with that objection?
It's mainly price. I mean, price is the biggest objection, I would say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oftentimes it's just newer agents who, you know, because insurance is commission only. So it's not like they're really getting a salary or anything. So, like, you know, they're wondering if they're going to be able to close a deal fast enough to cover that $1,500, which is, you know, not the right way to look at it. If somebody gives me a price objection, I just basically tell them to, you know, you got to look at it long term. Like if you put in, you know, $15,000 in the stock market or $1,500 even, you're not going to have $3,000 the next day. Like any investment takes time to get a return, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're working leads. Like if you just want to put in $1,500 and are expecting to close a deal within the first 30 days, like that could happen. I've seen it happen, but more than likely it's not going to happen. Like you need to give it 90 days, you know, and think about, you know, if you're going to close one out of every 10 leads, then, you know, imagine if you did this program for a whole year, you know, you got 50 leads in a month. That's 600 leads in a year, mm-hmm. You know, and after all the follow-up and working the leads, like now, you know, you're spending what, like $24,000 with me. But if you close 60 deals on an average commission of $3,000, then that's going to be considerably more than $24,000, you know? So I try to get people to look at it more from a long-term investment aspect as opposed to just short-term. I got to get my money back. And the only reason they're worried is because they don't have like a marketing budget or, you know, they don't have the money to really invest in a marketing system. You know, they're just mm-hmm. looking for something they can put their money in and get it back immediately, which, you know, it does happen, but it's just, especially with, you know, a longer sales cycle, it's just not going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you share any like case studies of previous success stories with them as well to help them kind of overcome that fear?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I'm working on compiling kind of a like a testimonials page of people who have had success with my program. But yeah, sometimes I connect them with agents that I'm working with and, you know, share stories of like, you know, the guy in Louisiana who submitted 3 applications in the first 3 weeks. And oftentimes it's, you know, the agents who are seasoned and have experience and know that if they get leads in, they're going to close deals. You know, those are the ones who have the most success. The ones that are newer, they just don't quite follow up properly. But yeah, I mean, I definitely share success stories and, you know, introduce them to other agents who are having success on the program.
Awesome. It's very interesting. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome while you've been growing your agency, and how have you overcome that?
Well, the biggest challenge was like finding a niche and sticking with it. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a journey, you know, because when I first started doing insurance agents in mid 2018, it was with a partner, a guy from my hometown who, was a good bit, he's like 20 years older than me. So he's like 50 something. But he, you know, decided he wanted to do his own thing and just took, you know, kind of the clients that he had gotten and kind of went his own way, which kind of left me hanging. Cause we were trying, thought we were going to do, you know, like a 50-50 partnership type thing.
Right.
But that's not quite what he had in mind. So then, you know, I kind of had to pivot a little bit, worked with some other guys, and we tried to start a company called Cultify Marketing, and we were going to focus on insurance agents, but that never quite got off the ground. And, then in, I guess it was about February or March 2020 is when I started, you know, getting more calls for my YouTube video about insurance and got a couple insurance, clients again and really started ramping it up from there. And I forgot where we were coming back to that. Whoops. I forgot the original question through all that.
Just basically, what's the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome? And I know you mentioned that it was niching down.
Yeah. So that's kind of, where I was getting at is finding that niche and sticking with it and making it successful. Like it took a whole journey to come back to, you know, having an insurance lead system that's working. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to go through a couple of different partnerships and clients and, you know, just challenges to get there. Mm-hmm. So really it was just like finding that niche where I'm like, all right, this is where I feel good about, you know, putting my energy for the next 5 years and going hard and like being able to say no to other people who don't fit in that lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Where do you see Flat Mountain Media in 5 years' time?
I guess it would be more myself having a team of insurance agents that, you know, I'm making overriding commissions on and supporting with leads and training. And also the CRM I mentioned.
Yep.
You know, I see at least 1,000 agents on that, you know, paying $47 a month, you know, $47,000 a month in revenue sounds pretty good and it's doable. And the overhead wouldn't be, you know, it would probably cost us a couple grand a month to run and operate that. So really I see it, still focusing on insurance agents, you know, having the IUL and annuity leads program, but more so having a team of agents that are producing and maybe even buying leads from me. And then also agents on the CRM. Mm-hmm. To where, you know, I see myself more in a, support and training role and letting my, you know, funnels kind of do the recruiting and selling. And so still living this lifestyle of surfing and you know, Costa Rica sunshine.
Sounds awesome. That's really exciting. And then so we're getting ready to start wrapping up here shortly. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you think would be valuable to our listeners that you've sort of learned along the way as you've been growing your agency?
I would say, you know, because sometimes opportunities will come along and, you know, companies will try to like hire you as an employee. And that's not a bad deal sometimes if, you know, because I feel like a lot of people who want to have a digital marketing company, you know, they're studying a lot. They're going through courses. They're learning a lot of skills, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I did a lot of Uber driving as I was growing my company just mm-hmm. to have extra money to do things, you know, because sometimes in the beginning it can be a little challenging. And
definitely
it's okay to supplement your income while you're building. And I think a perfect example, my girlfriend, she is a nurse, but she didn't like working in the hospital, so she started working with me, and I was like giving her the courses that I had access to. And you know, she started working with as a media buyer with a company, making like $2,000 a month after like two months. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months in, she applied to a company called Gutter Glove, and they offered her a position at like $65,000 a year. And she had just been working with me, like learning the courses that I had access to. And like, so like, I would say, yeah, don't be afraid to use your skills to supplement your income while you're building. Mm-hmm. And also know how valuable your skills are as you're learning, you know, advertising, SEO, WordPress, whatever you're focusing on.
Yep.
Your skills are valuable. And a lot of people, especially a lot of the older business owners, have no clue how to do some of this stuff. And also pay attention to the trends out there, like TikTok's up and coming. And I have, a client that just started doing TikTok ads. I don't run TikTok ads yet, but, the leads are, you know, it's kind of like Facebook was back in like 2016, 2017. I see a lot of people getting, you know, pretty cheap leads on TikTok, and that's something that's trending, you know, mm-hmm. and Facebook is, you know, kind of declining. There's opportunities out there, but ever since the iOS updates, it hasn't really been the same. So yeah. Pay attention to trends, and then also figure out how you can scale, you know, like figure out where you can have mutually beneficial relationships and, you know, maybe a virtual assistant or, you know, somebody who can help you with your weaknesses or stuff that you don't enjoy doing. You know, I think a lot of times, especially as a digital marketer, we try to wear a lot of hats, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, I can build the website, I can build the funnel, I can do the ad copy, I can do the client relationship, you know, I can do the automations. It's a lot. So like when you can mm-hmm. find, you know, even if you like, you know, I've done several deals where, you know, we get like $2,000 a month and I get $1,000, another person gets $1,000. Like we don't have to create an LLC, a partnership, but we can agree to like, you know, split the money up based on the work that we're doing. And that can be a good fit as well. So those are my pieces of advice, I would say.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. When you're able to find someone that you know, have those strategic partnerships that you're able to create with someone who has different strengths than you do, I think that's, you know, where the magic happens. And yeah, like you said, also just knowing your worth and knowing that the skills that you have are super valuable, because it's so common, especially in the early days of digital marketers undercharging for their services. So definitely. Yeah, something to definitely keep in mind. So we are getting ready to wrap up, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions for you. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. I just started reading it again. I like that book a lot. And also Arnold Schwarzenegger's biography, Total Recall. That one's a killer book.
Awesome. Love it. And what does your morning routine look like? I know you touched on this a little bit, but is there anything yeah. else you want to add?
It's, yeah, it, you know, I try to get up early. I try to get up before the sun most days, you know, 5:30 mm-hmm. and, just do something productive. Like, it's hard when, the waves are good to like have a set routine. Cause I'm like, I grab my board and get it out on the waves. But, you know, like right now I'm hyper-focused on getting this CRM launch. So I wake up in the morning and that's the first thing I kind of get started on, is like, cause my brain is fresh. But I like to either, you know, exercise or read, or, you know, if I have a project, I'm really focused on start on that first thing in the morning. So I just like to get up and do something productive and get up early.
Nice. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Well, I would say there's a few, you know, I mean, definitely Ty Lopez has been one of, I would say, my mentors. Like, he's probably the CEO I've followed the most over the years. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of cool that I started out in digital marketing because of his social media marketing course.
Yeah.
And now I actually have a training video in the course.
That's so cool.
He invited me out to do. Yeah. So like that. So yeah, I love Ty. He's a great guy. A guy I follow quite a bit.
Nice. And then what is your favorite online tool?
I mean, probably Go High Level. I use Go High Level to build funnels and do the automated follow-ups and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's the number one online tool that I use. You can do so much with it. So like that's my number one.
Perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I guess the importance of, or the value of finding a niche and, you know, cause I did jump around a little bit here and there, but just how much easier it makes things if you have a system for one type of business. Mm-hmm. It's a game changer.
Yeah. Just invest that time, do your research and your due diligence and find that niche. And then yeah, down the road, it'll just make your job so much easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Craig. It was a pleasure to have you on the show and I really enjoyed our chat.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Julia. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.